live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville Sports Original.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
On WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
And good afternoon. Happy Monday. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Zach Williams making sure everything runs great. A abbreviated show today. We'll be with you until 5 when we turn things over to the Grizzlies Basketball Network as Memphis, they're back in action, taking on New Orleans. And look, this is a very important game. We'll talk about it in just a few minutes. Also coming up at 4:35, Eric Bacharach, the Titans beat writer with the Tennessean. Eric, along with yours truly, Terry McCormick. We were on a Zoom meeting earlier today with not one, not two, not three, but four Tennessee Titans players, including Kevin Byard, Taylor Lewan, tight end Jonnu Smith, and Harold Landry. And so we'll get in some information about that. Had a special day. First of all, I hope you had a great weekend, Zach.
It was great, man. It was a good one.
I was just thinking it was really cool for me because, you know, I mean, how many times can you say, okay, I noticed trending Marv Levy, who's a friend of the show. I've been having him on my show now for almost a decade in other markets before moving back here to Nashville in 2014. And so he turns 95 years young today. And so I reached out to him, and, you know, it's just cool having the opportunity to reach out to somebody like that and to be able to extend well wishes. And then I started thinking, we had him on back in January. It's the second 95-year-old individual we had on our show this year, because remember, during our Heisman Trophy run with all the various Heisman Trophy winners, we also had 95-year-old Johnny Lujack, who is the oldest living Heisman Trophy winner, who won it for Notre Dame back in 47. So, I don't know, it just dawned on me today with Marv Levy turning 95, and both of them are sharp. I mean, there's nothing about Marv Levy is 95. You know, he may feel 95, but mime-wise, sharp as a tack.
You love to hear that. And, you know, this is a great reminder that if you're 95 years old, you have a spot here on the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
Well, and the interesting thing, too, you know, when I reached out, I got his voicemail. Well, you know, it's his birthday. And you know there's a lot of folks reaching out to him today, former players, etc. And the fact that he is so, you know, he called me back probably within 10 minutes. It was that quick for him to call back. I thought, that's just cool. I never take these kind of things for granted, by the way. And so it's just one of these, I'm going to just, you know, it's just a cool moment. Just wanted to share.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, all right. So what else is cool? How about the Atlanta Braves? Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five straight wins. They're unbeaten, by the way, at home. Five straight wins, and they're looking to continue that again today with the New York Mets. Speaking of baseball, by the way, this broke just last hour. The Cardinals, did you see this?
That's tragic. I really hate that something like that. Well, you go ahead and tell everybody, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, the Cardinals' four-game series with the Detroit Tigers has been postponed after St. Louis players and staff once again experienced a coronavirus outbreak.
And a part of that also is, which they said it wasn't a direct correlation, but the Field of Dreams game is now canceled as well.
Yep.
Which that's a tragedy in itself that they, I don't know. I mean, I understand. They said it wasn't anything to do with the outbreak. They said that it was logistical, whatever in the world that could be. But I don't know. It seems really strange to me that they're not going to be able to find a way to put another team in that spot to play that game that they've built up so much about.
Well, the Cardinals had 13 members of the organization test positive for COVID-19 in the last week. 7 players, 6 staff members. Now, that means St. Louis, by the way, they're going to stay in quarantine. They've been in quarantine, rather, since Thursday. They're going to stay in Milwaukee. And then at that point, they'll be continued. They'll continue to test them daily. And at this point, their tent is, I mean, once again, write in pencil, not pen. They're scheduled to rejoin the season again coming up on Friday against the Cubs in St. Louis.
Well, you know, and this is, it kind of came out too about the Marlins and what their outbreak was a couple weeks ago or a week ago, that, you know, it was just a failure of team security, if you will. I don't like to use the word security, but basically just team
security.
Monitoring. Yeah, team monitoring to, you know, make sure these guys aren't going out to bars. And apparently with the Marlins, that's what happened. And I'm going to take a real bold jump, Johnny, a really bold one, and say the Cardinals, whenever they went somewhere, they probably went out and enjoyed the nightlife, and then this is what happened.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, and, you know, Taylor Lewand, you know, all of everybody who visits with us today, almost everybody who visits with us in these Zoom meetings with coaches, players, et cetera, they get asked about, you know, like last week, reporting and getting tested, and then all the precautions that are being taken right now to ensure their, you know, safety and their health. And even Taylor Wan said, look, we're not college players, we're not high school, et cetera. He says, look, we're professionals, and they understand, and they're really communicating throughout the building. In fact, they were also bragging, all of them, about Dennis Kelly, who is the player rep representing the Titans. And, you know, he's been on everybody, remind them how to properly wear their mask. If he sees a mask, you know, down below the nose, you know, pull it up, you know, just doing all those little things. But they really stressed about the importance of, you know, going home. And plus, from Taylor Lewand's perspective, he has a newborn, if I remember correctly, 15 days old. And so he's not about to endanger his family by doing something stupid. But that was the overall message today in the tone, besides, you know, finding ways to keep striving for that greatness, which we've been talking about for over a year now.
Just to play devil's advocate, though, you know, I think it's easier to sit back and say those things when you're not out there traveling like some of these baseball teams are. I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt at all. I'm just saying, I think it's easier when you're at home, not having to be on the road like you normally would, because a lot of these players say the same thing. They love going out after the games. So, and that's in every sport. So I just think that, yeah, he's saying those things now. I hope that it keeps, you know, he keeps that mantra up when they're traveling to Jacksonville or they're traveling to wherever to play a game.
But remember, when they travel, a lot of times they travel the day before, and so they get there, they go to the hotel, they have some meetings, you know, some final walkthroughs, they have dinner, and bam, you're asleep, and then you get up early the next morning, and then you're off to the stadium.
Yeah, no.
So it's not like the old days where it took longer to get to places and stuff, you know, where you had the time to go out and stay out to 4 in the morning drinking and then showing up hungover trying to play a football game. You know, those days are long.
Well, I think it's more the after the game. That's more where you'll see that.
But here's the thing, though. If you're on the road, what are you doing? When you're on the road, you're immediately dealing with the media. You quickly take your shower. You show up at the two buses underneath the stadium. This is what happens. So you show up, and there's a line of food that's already bagged up for you to be able to eat on the bus as you're making your way back to the airport, then to fly you back home. As far as players locally, I mean, if you put out your full effort, the last thing you want to do is go out. You want to come home and relax, per se. So, you know, at this thing now, it's just a different mindset, you know, especially after a game. It's just a different mindset now to take care of the body, knowing that it's a 12-month out of the year job.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm like I said, I was just playing devil's advocate. I hope that they keep that thought, though, because...
Well, I wanted to explain that because a lot of people have no idea. They go, oh, well, after a game, especially if you're on the road, you can have some fun even. It's like, no. It's almost like going to, you know, point A to Z, and there's nothing in between. It's A to Z, no B's, no F's, no N's, O's. It's bam, bam. It's really that fact. In fact, they limit the number, you know, the time, you know, you have to an X amount of time after the game, and then bam, it's over. They shut the locker room. They make sure the final players get showered and dressed and get loaded up as far as their bags. They get their food, go checked in. It's like, okay, making sure we are not losing Tom Brady. He's on the bus. Okay, fine. We're off to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, I
did. And if you do have, here's the only thing they do that you have, if you have some extra time, a lot of times the players will have either family members or friends, and they wait at for example, at Nissan Stadium, they wait at the top of the ramp outside the stadium, and this is a chance where the players from the opposing team, they will come up to that area and see their friends and family for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and bam, that's it. Then they go back down, get on the buses, and off to the airport.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they keep a tight schedule.
All right, so, you know, here we were when the Grizzlies, remember, 8-game, you know, we're talking about a sprint, not a marathon like the 60-game, like we normally would, but when we see the stretch run of an NBA season. Here we are, 8 games now that they're back. Well, 2 games in for the Grizzlies. Well, we were concerned about the Pelicans, and there's a need to be concerned about the Pelicans. But one of the other parts of the rule that, you know, kind of got overlooked a little bit as far as how this all works with the rejoin is the fact if you're the 8 seed, right now it's the Grizzlies. They've been the 8 seed, including the first 2 games that they've now lost. So they're in this position. Well, just because you're the 8 seed, you're not automatically playing the Lakers, who are the number 1 seed. You have to, if for some reason, whether, you know, we were concerned about the Pelicans, well, now the Grizzlies have to be concerned about the Spurs, Portland Trail Blazers, the Pelicans, and even Sacramento. The Grizzlies have to finish better than, 4 games ahead. Otherwise, there's a play-in game now with this new rule coming back. And so now, tonight, it means a lot for the Grizzlies to find a way to take down New Orleans in this game. Once again, 5 o'clock for the pregame with a tip just after 4:30, because that's certainly right now the play-in is in play as far as the Grizzlies are concerned.
Yeah, they can't lag at all right now. And losing to the Spurs was a real problem there for the Grizz, and they got to pick it up. And this is going to be I hate to say this, but this might be the only test of the play-in series to see, you know, you lost to the Spurs, that could be somebody you're playing in against, or now the Pelicans, and now you might have to see that Zion Williamson show and see, you know, even though he's not going to be there, but this is the other team that you're going to have a problem with to possibly play in. You got to pick it up now.
You need wins, because now your W's put you, because you're in the driver's seat, that puts more pressure on the other teams trying to chase you down. It's different if you're trying to chase other teams down, but the fact that the Grizzlies, even with the 2 losses, they still have the advantage, and it's down to 6, but you don't want to have to play a play-in game to get yourself that 8th position.
Well, and you know the reason why they made that play-in too was for the Pelicans, pretty much. This was the NBA's way to get. I mean, yeah, it's not, you know, some people think it's a little bit of a conspiracy, but let's look at just straight facts, right? You go look at like just Instagram. Go to your Instagram and look at how many followers the Pelicans have, right? They have, I think it's somewhere around 2 million followers, which is a crazy amount. You go and look at just Zion Williamson's followers alone. The guy has 5 million followers. So the NBA sees those kind of numbers and says, okay, this guy's a market of his own, so we want him inside these playoffs. That's who we need. And they made this rule. I really think this is 100% why they did it. So, you know, the Grizz have already started with a target on their back. They got to pull up wins and you know, pull themselves into it without having to worry about any of those outside interferences.
Well, the best part right now, going into tonight's game, the Grizzlies have the 3.5-game lead over the Pelicans. You know, so that's the cool part. The thing that you don't want to happen after tonight, all of a sudden it falls within 3. And, yeah, you know, you have a chance now with a win to all of a sudden they're now on the outside. And so you've got an edge on them. You just got to keep holding off the Spurs, Trailblazers, and the Kings as well. But it's a very, very – and look, they could have won both of these games too. That's the frustrating part. You know, I know they fell behind early in their game on Friday, but they came charging back only to lose. And they just – right now, they can't afford to lose this game against New Orleans tonight.
And I want to take that back too. Zion is playing tonight. I forgot he's back in, so he is playing for the Pelicans. So there is that problem for Ja Morant and Zion, and then that clash tonight.
Nashville Predators. All right. You know, after tomorrow, they may not be a tomorrow. This is a best 3 out of 5, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're down 1 already. You don't want to fall behind 2. And this game will be played tomorrow. Once again, 1:30, by the way, tomorrow. So,
and you saw UC come out, and maybe there was a little flukiness there at the beginning, but, you know, that's, I don't think you worry too much on the Preds side of things about the fluky. What you worry about is how the team didn't respond. They just didn't respond with anything. The defensive, the blue line just was not ready. They were just not playing their side, and then they made the goalie look bad, which was, if you think back to, you know, when Pekka was going bad in the middle part of the season, that was what you were seeing as well, is that the defense just was not playing well. And whenever that happens and you strand your goalie out there like that, you're going to get beat. That goalie's going to get beat eventually. And so whether it's UC or Pekka, whoever you put back there, or Goldberg from Mighty Ducks, you're gonna have a problem. It doesn't matter if your defense, your blue line's not taking care of business up front.
You know, and I heard George bringing this up earlier, and about the fact that, you know, what's wrong with this team? And haven't we been saying that now for well over a year, year and a half now? I mean, we've been saying that since early, you know, of last year, January of 2019. There's just something not quite right about this team.
Yeah.
And I forgot which caller brought it up, that if you, for some reason, don't get past Arizona, what happens then to the team? I think there's going to be some changes.
Bob in Antioch, that's who said that.
Bob, good. So I want to make sure we got the right person credited with that. So, but Bob brought up a very good point. And, you know, I think there will be changes to this team.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to have to be. They you can't go down 2-0. And I found out a stat today. I didn't know about it. Intern Jackson Duncan actually was the one who gave it out to me. That the Preds have never won a series when they've lost the first game. And so now that they are in that boat again, they can very, very well have the same problem of their other series where they lose the first game.
Well, it makes it a lot harder when if you're talking about 4 games out of 7, losing one, not as big of an issue. But when you're talking about best 3 out of 5,
yeah,
losing a first one, losing tomorrow. If you lose tomorrow, it's like, be thinking about your plans after COVID-19 is over.
But, I want to reiterate this. If you're going to lose, this is the time to lose, because then you get a chance for the first round pick. You know, with this weird NHL lottery style that they're doing, where the winner of those series gets, or the loser gets a 1 in 8 chance of getting that first round pick.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will excite the Pred Nation right there.
It won't right now, but come the draft time, it will, I think.
All right, if you'd like to weigh in, a lot to get to, 615-844-5600, 844-5600. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. It's busy out here, but it's not the worst we've ever seen it. On the South Loop, the West Loop, 1700 block at Gallatin Pike in Madison. Still working that wreck with injuries from earlier over in Metro Center. They are at Rosa Parks at Main Street Drive. Traffic still a bit tight up there at Nolensville Pike at Wingrove from that earlier two-car collision. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
This summer, it's Mega Mayhem at Nashville Shores Water Park. Come on, thrill to our massive all-new family raft ride. At 6 stories tall, it's our largest water slide ever. Soar through its huge tornado funnel. Fly high on its colossal 40-foot wave wall.
Oh yeah, mega thrills, mega fun.
Experience the all-new Mega Mayhem, only at Nashville Shores Water Park. And now, save $10 on one-day adult admission when you buy tickets online at NashvilleShores.com. Park open daily.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski dominated and took home the win from New Hampshire. Up next, a double shot of Michigan this coming weekend for the Cup Series. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It would make us smile. Every single weekday right here.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now. 615-844-5600.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams. 615-844-5600 with this reminder. If you're planning on drinking this week, do the simple thing. Designate a sober game plan. If you've been drinking, don't drive. The Tennessee Highway Safety Office reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. This also broke this hour, by the way. A lot of things are happening in the sports world right now as we speak. I don't know if you saw this. We're all optimistic, hopeful about college football in September, right? Well, Northwestern, a member of the Big Ten, they have put a pause on their workouts after a player tested positive for the coronavirus earlier today. So workouts will be on hold right now until Wednesday at the earliest, but that timetable could change. But the player who tested positive is self-isolating, and so we'll keep you updated, especially now, too, as far as the NCAA, having meetings to figure out what's going to happen with fall championships. Now, that does not apply to football, but obviously, if you're making decisions about the other fall sports and whether or not championships are going to continue for the fall, then certainly football will be paying attention as far as the Power Five conferences and beyond.
What school was it?
Northwestern.
Northwestern. Okay, I missed that part.
Well, the Big Ten has yet to confirm when its teams can open preseason camp. So that's the other thing. So how about this? During this whole thing with testing, Ohio State, Michigan State, Indiana, Rutgers, at one point or another, had stopped their workouts after players tested positive for COVID-19. So that means Northwestern now, the fifth team in the Big Ten to put a hold on workouts until further notice.
We haven't even talked about the biggest story of the day today, Johnny, and I'm kind of appalled you haven't even brought it up yet.
Which one? The Pac-12?
Nope. Not college football at all, but it is football.
All right, tell me, which one?
The Rock bought the XFL. He bought the XFL. It's staying in the wrestling business with... Former Nashvillian, right? Went to McGavick?
Went to McGavick, so... And then he was just called Dwayne.
Yeah, just Dwayne. But, what a great thing that's going to happen. And am I crazy to think that was a steal of a price, $15 million?
Yeah, well, what does that tell you about the hopes for that league?
Well, I mean, it was a bankruptcy auction, so normally you can get some things kind of cheap on those circuits.
Now, with that said, though, I thought they had something really nice working, and they had an audience. The things they were doing as far as betting lines at the bottom of the screen, the fact that they were also utilizing, I love the way they handled instant replay and just how open that was.
It was a breath of fresh air in the game.
Absolutely.
And let's be honest too, it wasn't like the competition was bad.
No.
It was good football. These were guys who were good college players. And
it wasn't failing, by the way.
Yeah. No, it was all up. Everything was up. They were getting millions of viewers every week.
We're not talking World Football League back in the early 70s. We're not talking about the Alliance of American Football, who, by the way, Logan Woodside, that experience there could be a difference maker.
Titans fans better thank their heavenly stars for the AAF.
Well, Kurt Warner went from arena football to all of a sudden leading the Rams to a Super Bowl title.
Bagging groceries to the arena football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good thing. This is a good thing for football that it's staying alive. And I had a feeling it was going to stay alive because, once again, like what you said, and I've been on my show just constantly parading, is that the viewers were there. People were watching. People cared to see it. And
here's the thing. I was actually watching, while it was being played early on, I'd be out, running. We'd be doing errands on a Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we would all of a sudden catch it on the tubes because they'd have various televisions going on in the place. And I was watching fans watch it. A Preds game could be going on. They were still paying attention to the XFL games.
Yeah, and the different things they were doing, the kicking, kickoffs and everything was way different. I loved the interviewing right after a play.
I think the NFL
should try to adapt that because that's one of the best things. So, and now The Rock's going to be a part of it. I mean, it's going to have that juiced that you would want, that extra flair that's going to be brought in. I hope he's very hands-on. That's what I really hope. I just wonder if now that he's running it, and I guess because they already have the programs that are across the country, are they going to stay with the teams that they already had? Are they going to look for another expansion offer, or are they just going to completely shake it up altogether?
You know what they really should do, too?
What's that?
Every team should have some, everybody has cheeseburgers, hot dogs, things like that on the menu. Every team should have a real they should bring in
special food menu.
Gordon Ramsay. And bring him in. Every team should have that special item. And then guess what? Then you could get The Rock talking about, can you smell what The Rock? Never mind.
There you go. I get the idea where you're going with that joke. It's just it fizzled right at the end.
See where the promo on that was. You can tell, just with everything going on for 5+ months, the mind is fried at times. So it just happens with regards to that.
But this could be something too that they're trying to start up this next spring. So if we're
talking about college football at the same time
as XFL
with this and college basketball.
And who knows with NFL too, right? Like you said, right? With
hockey going on.
You could have everything pushed. And
NBA, you have everything going on. You would have the NBA, college basketball, college football, the NFL, the XFL. Yeah.
That's fun. That's a great thing. I would love that. Just as a viewer, just having the options of watching as many sports as I want. And then for us, Lord, we'll never stop talking about stuff.
If you're at that situation, though, with the XFL, if that indeed happens, do you then not then hold off on the XFL for 1 year only and push it to like May, June through July, August? Would that, or that be too hot?
I think it'd probably be too hot, but I would, if it were me, I would try to be lumped in with all these other people because you're not going to have fans. So you're trying to get as many, there's going to be more viewers than there ever will
be. You could have fans then though, remember, because then we're going to have a vaccine.
Yeah.
That's until it doesn't happen. We're going to have a vaccine.
Until it doesn't happen. Wait a second. That doesn't work. That's 2 + 2 = 5.
I don't know. That's just the way.
But, it's still new math, by the way.
Yeah.
I talk about this, too, is that the best week of sports is that, like, mid-October because all the sports overlap. Well, we're getting that now, really, for the most part, but we're going to get that even more, and if that does happen where all of them happen all at once, that's the best day of the year is that go over.
Can you imagine trying to prep? I mean, it's like...
You wouldn't have to. We just walk in.
You wouldn't. I mean, basically, everything is in... You're not even in first gear for anything. Everything's in fourth gear. And it's like, bam, 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 bam. Okay, thank you very much.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, that's going to be... It'd be a nightmare for the TV stations, I imagine, trying to find all the people to put all that stuff on at once. But still, I mean, it's, I'm glad, though. I'm glad the XFL is back. I think it's good for football. It's great for football. Players, it's a breeding ground, not only, you know, college football is where the majority of the players come from, but that's been the only place they come from the most part. So now there's another area that you can have that is breeding talent that may have just got mixed up in the, like PJ Walker, the quarterback for the Panthers now. He was, you know, he just got lost in the sauce a little bit, and nobody saw him play as good as he did. And XFL comes along, there you go. Now you have his name, and he's on the NFL roster.
All right, let's see where you what do you think that Eric Bachrach, who will be joining us on the other side of the break, because he was on the Zoom meeting as well with Logan Woodside, because I had one view before having a chance to hear him, talk to him, and now as I talked about it last week, attitude changed. It's like, okay, let's play the wait and see thing now. I know he doesn't have experience as far as in a real NFL game. He does have the experience as far as with the work he did in the AAF. But one thing that he possesses confidence. He has learned, paid attention, made a point to stay around and learn from even being on the IR last year, still paid attention to everything going on, where sometimes players just leave in that situation. I'll be interested to see what Eric Bachrach thinks after that meeting. Which way will you go? You think Eric Bachrach is going to be more like me and open up maybe for the possibility for we've been worried too much? Where do you feel like
about Logan Woodside?
About Logan Woodside.
Man, if Eric is smart, which I think he is, he should be worried. He should be worried a little bit. There's no reason for anyone to be, and even for you, Johnny, you should be worried as well.
I'm not worried. I'm concerned, but I have...
Well, that's a tomato, tomato.
I know. But I have I've kind of dialed it down a little bit. I am still concerned, but it's not as bad as it was until I had a chance to hear from him.
Let me ask this. Would you be more shocked if Logan Woodside came in and had, say it was a start of a game, brand new, it's his first game, Tannehill went down. Would you be more shocked if Logan Woodside came in and had a 22 out of 27 game with 300 yards and two touchdowns, or that he came out and had a dismal performance, had 82 yards and three interceptions?
I think he would have the first one. You know why? Because you didn't put any pressure on yourself. You prepared. You've allowed yourself to have that and waited for that opportunity. Because you didn't put pressure on yourself, you don't really have time to get nervous. And so I think it'd be the first.
No, I think I'd be more surprised if I think you're right, because the question I asked was, would you be more surprised? I'd be more surprised if he had success than if he came out and failed.
I would be surprised if he failed, actually. Really? I think he would be successful. Honestly, I really do. I know that's weird, but you know, a lot of times, you know,
different worlds.
You know, when you're in that, you know, if you, it'd be different if today is Tuesday. I said, oh, by the way, with the injury, you're starting on Sunday. Well, now you got all week to get really concerned about it, right? And the butterflies and everything else. But when a situation like that happens, if it happens during a game, you really don't have time to get nervous or think about it. You're going in and you're going in there to do your job.
I hope I'm wrong, but don't get your hopes on it.
All right, we'll see what Eric Bachrach thinks about this and more. He covers the Titans for the Tennessean. He's on the way. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. It's busy out here, but again, it's not the worst we've ever seen it here on the South Loop. The West Loop has picked up as well. There's a crash still getting some attention. 1700 block at Gallatin Pike over in Madison. They got to get that debris up off the ground. Starting to build out here on Briley Parkway, especially up by County Hospital Road, as all that traffic flow makes its way through Bordeaux. Bars Music City Soul Food now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on to barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically here. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also the Bear Bowls burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 67. And tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 82. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. This segment brought to you by friends with Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Right now, a chance to talk NFL training camp, Tennessee Titans, and more. Eric Bacharach, the Titans beat writer with the Tennessean, joins us now. Eric, first of all, I hope you had a great weekend. And as always, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate you having me back on.
All right, before we talk about the four players today that visit with us on our Zoom meeting, and all four very engaging individuals, let's go back to last week. And Zach and I, he feels one way, I feel another about what you're going to think. But about Logan Woodside, you and I have had this conversation for several months, and knowing the fact that other than Ryan Tannehill, nobody on the roster has ever attempted a pass in an NFL game. But I have to admit, you know, am I still concerned? Of course, who wouldn't be, right? But you could tell why the Titans front office, why Mike Vrabel, why anybody on that offense would believe in Logan Woodside, because he carries himself with a lot of confidence. He's put in the work, especially the mental prep standpoint. And, you know, he comes across well. I could see where easily, if he's in a huddle looking at the other 10 pairs of eyes, where they're looking back, not doubting him, but it's like listening to see what their roles are in this next play.
For sure. I completely agree with that, Johnny. I think he's really kind of like a Mike Vrabel guy, you could say. He's, you know, straightforward. I appreciated that he, you know, really came out and said that, I realize I've got a great opportunity in front of me here. He knows what he's playing for this training camp. I asked him about preseason games and you know, what that means for someone like him who's vying for, you know, a spot on the depth chart, looking to cement that role. And he, you know, kind of came back and said, you know, now my focus is treating practices like games. And, just with our conversation with him last week, I think he said all the right things. I think he's a guy that, you know, is easy to root for. He kind of went into some of the, you know, situations he dealt with in high school, in college at Toledo, just being overlooked, right, and kind of having to fight for everything he's earned. And he's really scrappy that way. And I could see why the Titans like him. And again, you know, beyond all that, he's a guy that, you know, knows the Titans personnel, knows their system. He's been around the team for a couple years now, which, you know, that's something that's valuable. That's something that, you know, you could put stock in as you're looking potentially at considering him as your backup. You know, the one knock against Woodside, obviously, is just the fact that he hasn't, you know, thrown a pass in the NFL. And that's, you know, something that, for as many good things as Woodside, I think, has going in his favor, I think that's something that you really have to weigh heavily when you consider the fact that Ryan Tannehill doesn't, you know, have exactly an immaculate track record when it comes to injury history. And, you know, and especially in a season like this where, you know, he's as susceptible as to COVID as anyone else is. And, you know, who knows, you know, what could happen if let's say he even gets exposed to somebody like that, what that would mean for, you know, his availability on a Sunday. You know, so I think the backup quarterback position, we saw last year how important that position was here in Nashville especially, but even across the NFL. I think it's going to be really, really important for the Titans this season. And to me, you know, I still think, to me, the move is probably to go out and sign a veteran quarterback just to get somebody with experience in here. And that doesn't mean you don't keep, you know, Woodside even on the active roster. I think he could carry three quarterbacks into the season. But I just think better safe than sorry as far as getting somebody with a little bit more experience in here.
But with that said, you know, you're not as concerned as you were when you and then, you know, comparing it before and then after your chance to visit with him.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely would say that. Honestly, I wasn't sure how much he could do or, excuse me, how much he could say to sort of sway my perspective on that. You know, we've heard so much about Woodside, you know, this offseason, not from him, you know, from Mike Vrabel, from John Robinson.
Right.
You know, Tannehill gave him a really strong endorsement that same day, basically said that he's got all the tools. He just kind of has to have that opportunity to go out and show that he can do it. You know, so I think if the Titans end up with him as the backup, you know, I'm slowly coming around to that, just sort of being okay with that, as opposed to maybe in the beginning of the offseason. And I think, you know, if he shows enough in training camp, I could be certainly completely swayed that way. I still think just here at the outset of training camp, I kind of thought all season that signing a veteran quarterback just to back up Tannehill was the move. Still kind of think that, but I'm certainly beginning to see what all the Titans have kind of said all to this point just about Logan Woodside and kind of hyping him up a little bit.
Eric, we've seen what has happened in Major League Baseball. Like, for example, now the Cardinals been shut down and for four games with the Detroit Tigers. We saw what happened with the Marlins. And so all four players of the day, Kevin Byard, Taylor Lewan, Harold Landry, along with Jonnu Smith, were asked about, you know, this fall camp early on and as far as with COVID-19. Who had their money on Taylor Lewan saying the best thing with regards to making sure everybody stays safe? I thought that he gave a great answer with regards to the fact that, you know, we're professionals. You know, we're not college football. We're not high school. We know what we have to do. And then he talked about the fact that he has a newborn at home, and it's very, very important to protect his family, not doing crazy things like going out. Taylor Lewan had the most mature answer of the group, and not that the other three did badly. They all said the right things, but Taylor Lewan really brought it home.
Yeah, I agree, and I think, you know, that seems to have been sort of an emphasis this offseason. You know, he spoke about it earlier a few months ago, just being a better leader for this team, and I think that certainly trickled into this topic, you know, just holding guys accountable. And you know, he's right. You know, you could say all you want to players, to teammates. You could emphasize it in the building for sure. And, I liked what he had to say about wearing a mask, not being political inside St. Thomas Sports Park. They're all just trying to stay healthy. And he said, you know, if it helps even 1%, we're doing it. We're doing everything we can to keep the guys safe in the building. But ultimately, it's on each individual once they leave the facility to be careful, to be responsible. And listen, there's a lot of moving parts. When you consider NFL rosters, when compared to, you know, any of the three other major sports, you look at just how many players the Titans are going to have in camp. It's going to be 80, and then you factor in coaching staff, other personnel. There's just a lot of people involved, and they all kind of have to, you know, stay firm and just prioritize health, because if there's one weak link, you know, we've seen what that can mean. You know, examples with the Marlins, the Cardinals, as far as outbreaks occurring, and it's going to be just really hard to contain that when we're talking about a socially you know, not distant sport like football that you know is contact. You know, if there is one weak link, it'll spread. So I think Taylor Lewan was really on top of that. I liked what he had to say about Dennis Kelly, which was probably more in line with you know, what we've come to expect from him in terms of, you know, Dennis Kelly being the Titans NFLPA player rep and him taking mask wearing very seriously, and
absolutely.
Taylor Lewan even compared or said he would be an unbelievable dictator, just in terms of how much he's enforcing that. Obviously, that was tongue in cheek, but it's really good to hear as far as knowing what the Titans are up to inside the building. Just that it's such a big priority, because it has to be. It's the only chance that football has, to go on this season with it not being a bubble sport like the NBA or the NHL.
You know, we talked about the fact that, a lot of leadership no longer on this team, Logan Ryan, Jarrell Casey, Marcus Mariota, the list goes on and on. The interesting part about it, it's not just one or two players stepping up as far as leadership role. It's almost like a team that, when you think about it by position and then look at the team as a whole, it's not like you have to have a lot of followers here, in the sense that you have some of these veterans that have been around 3-4 years or more, and to the point where they know what they're responsible for. They had a taste of success last year, one step away from the Super Bowl. They want to get back and then take it further. That's the ultimate goal. And I'm like, so far so good. I mean, like today, whether you're talking about Kevin Byard, who is a natural leader anyway, but like a Jonnu Smith, understanding, he's learned well from Delanie Walker, stepping up in the role too, is from a leadership standpoint. It looks like Taylor Lewan is maturing to add leadership there with the offensive line. You already have Ben Jones and Roger Stafford. So my thing is, this is a team where you now have so many players that can take over that role.
Yeah, no, I definitely see that. And it's a situation where guys for sure are going to have to step up that maybe weren't counted upon as much in previous seasons. But I agree. I think all the personalities are there as far as leadership in that locker room, whether it's any of the four guys that were on Zoom conference calls today. Byard is obviously very high on that list. But, you've got guys like Derrick Henry that are emerging leaders in that locker room, Rashawn Evans, even A.J. Brown, a second-year guy. He's been pretty vocal and outspoken, and you could certainly see the leadership qualities developing there. And we talk all the time about the guys that they lost. Delanie Walker, Marcus Mariota, Wesley Woodyer, Jarrell Casey. These are guys that are still. I was by Nissan Stadium earlier today. Those guys are still featured prominently on the facade of that stadium, just in posters. And they were very much at the core of what this team was. They were embedded in the DNA. They were responsible for sort of turning around this culture where, they have had four straight winning seasons. But by that same token, I think a lot of the guys, Jonnu Smith being a prime example of just having existed in that culture with those guys, I think they're positioned well to sort of step up. And Jonnu Smith really probably learned from one of the best in terms of leadership, just being in that position group with Delanie Walker for as long as he was. That's another guy that, to me, could be poised to take more leadership, more of a bigger leadership role this season. And I just think that the roster is dotted with those types of guys that, in years past probably weren't counted upon as much to be leaders. But just by virtue of being around some of the guys that they were that are now gone, I think they're in good position to do so. And the Titans are going to need them too.
A lot to keep up with. Remind the listeners once again the best ways to keep up with all your coverage.
Sure. If you head to Twitter, you can follow me at Eric Bachrach. And if you go online to Tennessean.com, you can find all my stuff there.
Hey, we appreciate you. Have a great week, Eric. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Johnny. Take care.
Thank you. That's Eric Bachrach, the Titans beat writer with the Tennessean. This segment brought to you by our friends with Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Don't forget, 5 great locations. A lot of things happening, too, at all the locations here in Middle Tennessee, including the enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World. You got Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, the Tusculum area, and don't forget down in Murfreesboro, where they're also expanding the operations. It's in progress now in the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall. And once completed later this summer, you will have an experience similar to what you will find in Hendersonville. You can keep up with all the updates by liking the Strike and Spare Murfreesboro Facebook account. Also, for more information about Strike and Spare, go online at strikeandspare.com. And remember what we say, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Well, good afternoon. They've got a stalled vehicle here, partially blocking the lane of traffic on 40 westbound at Spence Lane over near the airport. Briley Parkway entrance ramp at Gallatin Pike. We saw that wreck a few minutes ago. Starting to really pick up now on 65, making your way up through Madison. Had a wreck earlier on 65 north near Trinity Lane. They are also trying to move that to the side. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
NASCAR Cup Series racing from New Hampshire. They call it the Magic Mile. Not sure why. 10-1, Tyler Reddick with his 7th top 10 this season. Then you got Chase Elliott, Cole Custer, 5th top 10. Eric Almirola, this is astonishing. 9th top 10 in a row at number 7. Then you got Matt DiBenedetto, Kevin Harvick, number 5, Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., and Denny Hamlin. It was him and the winner all day long there at number 2. So, to victory lane, Team Penske's Brad Keselowski dominates this track, leading 184 laps on the day. It's win number 33 on his career, where he ties Fireball Roberts on the all-time wins list and third win of the season. Other stories on the day, Kyle Busch's dismal 2020 season continues as the 18 blows a tire and hits the wall, done for the day. He has not won a race yet this season. Time to bite your nails, I think, if you're an 18 fan. Jimmy Johnson spins after contact with Clint Bowyer. No damage. Rallies to a 12th place finish. Denny Hamlin takes the stage one win, and Brad Keselowski takes stage two. And Matt Kenseth barely missing the inside wall after a spin in that 42 car. Up next on the schedule, this is unique, a double shot of Michigan this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That's a lot of two-mile oval racing. As for the Xfinity Series, they are racing at Road America, and the Truck Series is with the Cup Series at Michigan.
TheFinalLap.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Take Johnny Ballpark Franks on the go by downloading the WNSR app. Search your app store for Nashville Sports Radio.
And welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams. Clay in Nashville, welcome to the show. Give me a good minute.
Thank you for squeezing me in here at the last minute, Johnny. I had to call in and at least let you know I was listening.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you, buddy.
Johnny, you know, as a VU fan, we've got to grab all the positive sports results we can get, even if it comes from a former player. But Dansby Swanson is really hitting the baseball. I know at one time, two or three games ago, he was something like 12 for 25, something like that. Several RBIs, a couple home runs, things like that. The Braves are looking like they're going to be a team to reckon with. They're kind of on a roll here.
Two home runs, 11 RBIs, batting .368. That's Dansby Swanson. And Kyle Wright, a part of that 4-0 shutout win yesterday for the Braves over the Mets.
Real quick, Johnny. You know, it looks like to me with what's happening with some of these teams with the COVID, some teams are not going to play as many games as others. So as far as the playoffs are concerned, if they have playoffs, it looks like they might have to go with best winning percentage.
Well, they're going to go to the doubleheaders, and that's the and don't forget there'll be seven inning doubleheaders. So they're going to try to make them up. We'll see how that all plays out, but that is still part of the plan. But you know, it's one thing to have a plan like that; it's another thing to actually execute it and be able to play it out. You know, once again, time will tell. But with the news that the Cardinals, for example, having to shut down for the until Friday at the earliest. You know, you keep raising eyebrows across the league.
Thanks for getting me in, Johnny. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great night. Appreciate that. Hey, big thanks to Eric Bacharach, the Titans beat writer with the Tennessean, joining us. Don't forget, start your morning off with the Bill King Show tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, followed by Greg Pogue and the John Burton Show, 9 to 11. Then Jim Rome comes your way from 11 to 2. And then right before us from 2 to 4, it's the George Plaster Show. On the way next, this is a critical game for the Grizzlies as they're taking on New Orleans. 5 o'clock for the pregame tip just after 5:30. Eric Hasseltine, the voice of the Grizzlies, on the call. For Zach Williams, Johnny Ballpark Franks, have an incredible Monday night, everybody. And as always, do us a favor and make it count.